The 51-page report calls for a more proactive approach to reducing violence. It notes at least two-thirds of funds allocated in the early 1990s through Delaware's Department of Services for Children, Youth, and Their Families were limited to kids in institutional settings. While some of that funding has shifted since, local leaders like Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer says it's still a problem and that taxpayer dollars should be spent on prevention programs rather than reacting to violence when it's already too late.
It's not acceptable in the city of Wilmington in 2017. It's not acceptable in Newcastle County in 2017 or in the state of Delaware, for that matter, in this country, that there are kids who don't feel safe going outside their houses.
The report recommends reexamining current investment of state and local funding for youth programs and pursuing more public-private partnerships. Governor John Carney says the state is all in and an all-hands-on-deck approach is needed.
Let's focus on the things that we can agree on. This is going to be hard work. Believe it or not, what y'all did was the easy part.
It's unclear what specific steps will be taken next, though the report did identify youth programs already in existence in hotspot areas and those focused on kids with moderate to high levels of need. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.